Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. Once again, I'm just so grateful for you, grateful that you're with me and that we're studying the Word of God together. We're learning about God. We're learning about His Son, Jesus. We're learning about His ways. And so as we study again this book of Philippians today, let's go to the Lord in prayer and ask Him to bless our time together so that we'll get the most benefit out of this study time. Heavenly Father, we thank You that You do give us a time to study Your Word. And Lord, we're just breaking apart from everything else in the world just to learn about You. And Lord, we want to know Your ways, and we ask that You would bless our time of study in this book of Philippians. Open our eyes, our ears, open our minds, our hearts to receive from You, O Lord, we pray. And we'll give You thanks for doing this. In Jesus' name, amen. The title to today's lesson is Opening Greetings to Philippi, Part 2. It's taken from the book of Philippians, chapter 1 and verse 1. As we continue our study through the book of Philippians, let us imagine Paul the Apostle imprisoned in Rome. It was from prison that he wrote to the church located in Philippi. And the occasion was an offering sent through their pastor, Epaphroditus, who brought Paul greetings from the church. In chapter 1 and verse 1 of the book of Philippians, Paul opens his letter with a declaration of who he and his protege Timothy were and to whom the letter is written. He wrote, "Paul and Timothy, the servants of Jesus Christ, to all the saints in Christ Jesus which are at Philippi, with the bishops and deacons." The verse begins, "Paul and Timothy, the servants of Jesus Christ." Paul considered himself and Timothy to be the servants or doulos, which means bond servants of Jesus Christ. He and Timothy were willing servants of Jesus. And even though Paul was an apostle at this time in his life, he does not take on the authoritative title, but writes to the church of Philippi as a friend. The verse goes on to say, "to all the saints in Christ Jesus which are at Philippi with the bishops and deacons." Paul directed his words to all the saints in Christ Jesus. It should be noted that he called them saints, and there was no special recognition from the hierarchy in the church that they were so. Those who were believers in Christ Jesus were the saints in the church of Philippi. Paul also included with the bishops, who were the overseers, and the deacons, who were the servants of a king, or the ones by virtue of the office assigned to him by the church to care for the poor and to have charge and distribution of the money collected for their use. They are as a waiter, or one who serves food and drink. In other words, Paul directed his words toward the entire church, whether they held an office in the church or were attending saints. Once again, we explore the idea of the bondservant in Paul's opening greeting to the Philippian church. As we consider what it meant for Paul and Timothy to be bondservants, and in order for this book to have its full effect upon us, we should imagine ourselves as saints within the church of Philippi. Perhaps we hold positions of authority and are in charge of serving others. Maybe we have the position of being a believer in Jesus Christ, but we have not found where He would use us in His kingdom yet. Whichever the case, Paul was writing to the church of Philippi, and thereby he is in effect writing to us as well. As we agree to make this book personal as written to us, we shall learn what the Lord would say to us through His word and through His servant Paul. Next time, we will see Paul use one of the most popular greetings in the New Testament. So read ahead, and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May He make His face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study His word. In Jesus' name.